Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Reese, what do you got? What are you teaching me?
Today we're going to talk about the failed assassination attempt of everyone's favorite prime minister, Jean Chrétien.
Jean Chrétien?
That one, Jean Chrétien.
The failed assassination attempt. All right.
The failed assassination attempt.
I am intrigued.
Okay, cool. Let's go.
Let's do it.
That means play. I'll do the titles.
Do the music thing.
Now.
Just quieting down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thoughts?
The word was F-A-R-T.
Hello and welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. This is Reese, and with me is the Italian sex maniac, Jesse Harley.
That's me, the Italian sex maniac.
Formerly yep. A Canadian sex maniac. Now he's just in Italy.
You might notice, dear listener, that my audio quality is significantly better. That's because I, like a fool, actually packed all of my fucking professional microphone equipment thinking that I'd use it. And here I am at a hostel actually using it. I set it up. It's dangling from a post underneath my bunk bed. My laptop is next to me. I look ridiculous. But this is all for you, just so I sound a little prettier.
Because it does sound bad.
Didn't want to fucking
sound better than you
walk
in. Yeah, you're like, oh, let's do an episode. No, I'm walking through Milan, and I was like, the novelty is worn out.
So I'm here in a hostel in Milan. I've been to the QC Teatro Milano Spa, which was just fucking amazing. It's an all day experience with like various rooms and levels, and you could spend. I did spend hours and hours just exploring and. There's like waterfalls and various bubble jets and saunas and steam rooms and walkable like hot tubs. And oh my God, it never ends. It's incredible. It's just, I'm going again tomorrow. Fuck it. And then on Monday, I'm going to Venice for Carnival. I don't know if it's called Carnival, was a massive, massive party. Ben, what's it called? Benny there?
I didn't realize you were in a dorm with other people while doing an episode.
There's a new guy that just came in. Ben, he's upstairs, but I think he's sleeping.
Okay.
He just really doesn't want to be on the show.
No, that's fine.
I think he's taking a nap. It's okay.
So you did your small talk. What small talk have I got?
What do you
got? My exciting life.
What's it like in Nova Scotia right now?
It snowed so much and there's nowhere to put the snow and it won't melt. So there's just snow everywhere piled up. And I was going brown, which is nice.
Really, really happy with my life choices right now.
I know. You're missing it. You're missing the streets piled high. I actually walked past your place where you're not living at the moment today. And I was going to take a picture and send it to you for you to feel good about your life choices.
Hey, that would have worked. Because
it kind of looks in the snow. Everything looks like in the brown snow. The mountains of brown snow around your apartment place.
It's winter is the most depressing thing I can possibly put myself through every year, and I'm glad I'm not doing it because I would just be like sitting on a couch, sipping whiskey, playing video games that I don't really like, watching Netflix shows that I don't really like, and then going to my friend Ryan's and ordering like massive amounts of Domino's pizza and sitting there watching movies, which is kind of fun. But like after a number of months of this, you get really depressed and fat, and it's just like the worst. It's the worst time ever. I hate it. I hate it so much.
There we go. Good plug for Domino's Pizza there, Richard. This isn't a paid spot. Domino's Pizza, and it'll make you sad and fat.
That's true. I love Domino's.
But it feels good.
It's a rainy day here in Milan, and it's a sleepy time. I've been hanging out with some English lads, about 8 of them, who go out partying every fucking night, and it's a blast. I don't even remember half their names. But they keep inviting me out, so I keep going.
partying with the English boys.
In Italy. Yeah.
Nice. That's good. Yeah. Cool. Awesome. So I'm going to tell you all about the failed assassination attempt of John Chrétien.
Chrétien.
I'm going to write it as...
Like phonetically?
Chrétien. There we go. I got it.
Yeah,
I fixed it. There we go. I fixed it. Chrétien.
Although I really liked your original pronunciation of John.
So, but our story starts with a Montreal convenience store worker in 1995 called André Dallier.
Okay.
So André, it's quite a sad story. He was diagnosed with having paranoid schizophrenia at the age of 16.
Oh.
And on October the 25th, 1985, he removed all of the money from the cash register and walked off mid-shift. Nobody knew where he went.
This is a convenience store?
Convenience store in Montreal, yeah.
I'm guessing he didn't walk away with very much.
Well, I know. He was probably like, but enough for him to follow through with what the voices were telling him to do in his head.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So he claimed he had voices that convinced him he should break into 24 Sussex Drive, the Prime Minister's residence.
This is what I want to know. Did he know that was the Prime Minister's residence beforehand? Or did the voices just inform him of this beforehand? Because that would be like a psychic sort of... That'd be creepy.
Well, I don't know. I think the voices in your head are aspects of your own personality drawing from your knowledge, I would imagine.
That's my guess. That was... Yes, of course. That's why I'm asking this. Because like, if he didn't know that information... Like psychic voices.
I don't know.
No, I'm just trying to make a very sad story a little bit more fun, I guess. Okay, sorry. Keep going with the sad story.
So, don't worry, it'll get better. Don't worry. His case is sad, but a lot of the humor in this comes from the way that Jean reacted, but also the RCMP's total incompetence.
Continued total incompetence, right?
He arrived outside 24 Sussex Drive.
It's their slogan, I'm pretty sure. It's continuing total incompetence.
For you.
Continual total incompetence.
Expensive continual incompetence.
Total incompetence, yeah.
So he spent the next 20 minutes throwing stones onto the grounds and waving at security cameras while carrying a pocket knife that was described as either 3 or 5 inches in length.
okay, please tell me this is not the assassination attempt.
Yes.
That's not a fucking assassination attempt.
He wasn't well. So bear in mind, he's in front, waving at the cameras with a knife.
No, that's so not an assassination attempt. I don't care what the news says. That's stupid.
No. But I guess that was just the first step. So he was waving at cameras that would be supposedly being monitored by the RCMP.
Okay.
While carrying a knife and throwing stones for 20 minutes in one spot. He got bored of that.
Okay, so there's more. Okay, good.
He got bored of that. He climbed over the fence.
Oh.
Walked to the house. No one was watching, clearly. No one was watching, yeah. Walked to the house, smashed a glass door, and got inside.
Oh. All right.
He then spent 30 minutes walking around the basement and the ground floor.
Okay.
And then Aline Chrétien woke up about 2:45. It was a Sunday morning because she heard a noise in the. It's a three-story.
Oh, this is a nighttime. Okay,
this is a nighttime. Yeah, this is the middle of the night.
I was going to say, that's a lot. 2:45 p.m. That's a long nap, my friend.
So she got up to investigate, and when she was in the hallway outside their bedroom, she came face to face with Andre carrying a knife in one hand and putting a glove on, which must be terrifying.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty frightening. Sure.
Okay. And he was heading to their bedroom.
Oh, God. Okay. What happened?
So she ran inside and locked the door and woke up Jean.
Okay.
Who initially said, "It's just a dream."
It's calming her hysterical wife.
What are you talking about, you nutter? It's just a dream. It's fine. Just like, I got a busy day tomorrow.
There's a man with a shh. He's right outside the shh.
I'm really tired. I don't care. It's not worth getting up for. So she dialed one of the RCMP officers stationed outside the house. Jean picked up an Inuit stone sculpture of a loon to use as a weapon to defend himself.
Okay, that's cool. That's kind of badass.
And he commented saying, if he broke into the room, he'd have one hell of a headache. Or he would have one big headache, sorry, he said.
Yeah. All right.
But afterwards, he said...
Jean is known for his violent outbursts, and I kind of...
So he armed himself with a large sculpture
of a large loon. Brass loon. I love it. That's a stone sculpture of a loon.
Yeah.
That's still very Canadian. That's a Canadian badass move.
And he said, I'm really lucky she was there. He's grateful. I don't know where his wife would have been, but he's glad that she was there that night. So Andre, though, didn't attempt to break the door down. He just waited outside. Luckily, the RCMP were just outside, and it only took them 7 minutes to respond.
That's actually fairly quick.
They were just outside.
Oh, like just standing outside, and it took them seven minutes to come inside?
These were the officers guarding the house, stood outside.
So the guardian... Okay, so these are RCMP stationed at the house, right?
At the house, took them seven minutes to get to the bedroom.
Did not see this man hanging around outside, didn't see him breaking inside, and then once they were told there's a man attacking us, took 7 minutes to go from the gate to the inside. What?
It's just insane.
Oh, RCMP, you are
They had a very good reason for this.
Okay. Yeah, what was it?
One of them had lost his key.
Just one of them. Wouldn't they all have a key?
He'd forgotten his key that day.
Wouldn't they all have a key? Like, wouldn't each one of the guards have a key to the house? You'd think?
I don't know.
So they were like, this is more important. We have to help you find your key first.
Exactly. Exactly. Jean Chrétien made a really good point. He says he was glad that the intruder had a knife, because imagine if he'd had a gun.
Right. Yeah.
It would have been a very different story.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well,
HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So what happened?
So they finally got there. He kind of gave himself up and was then kind of sent to a secure facility for. He wasn't very well. He was obviously hallucinating and kind of following through on this. But he didn't try and break the door down. He was kind of confused and everything. So they took him out. So then they did a big review of the security, and they obviously realized that it was a massive, massive failures. On the security part of the thing. But the other thing was that they also said that Chrétien didn't like having security guards around.
Because they're really incompetent. useless, and he doesn't want to pay them anymore.
He wanted to have a normal life. He didn't like the idea of having police officers around.
Well, it's like, what good are they? He was going to defend himself anyway with a fucking giant loon statue, right?
I know, but he can't deflect bullets with that, so... So apparently the RCMP
if any one of our prime ministers could, I bet you it would be Chrétien.
Yeah,
it's just kind of like at that. Can you do me? I want to do an improvised heritage minute.
Is it from the perspective of the guard outside?
Oh, I like that. I was going to suggest it would be from while in the bedroom. Chrétien can't go back to sleep because his wife is hysterical, and there's someone banging on the bedroom door, and all he's trying to do is write a letter to his friend.
I think it's funny to do it from the guard's
perspective. I like the guard's perspective, though. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Let's set the scene. Okay. Let's think. There's like
so I got it.
You got it for the environment. Okay, you go for it.
It's a cold October evening in Ottawa. The leaves have started to change and they begin ready to drop. Harry, the RCMP officer, is sat in his booth outside the Prime Minister's office. His dream job. He's always wanted to protect the Prime Minister in a booth outside of the Prime Minister's house. He's been doing it for 2 years. He loves it. Nothing ever happens. It's brilliant. To this time, so he's just sat there doing what he normally does, reading comic books and watching reruns of Back to the Future. The TV kids TV show. I don't know if you remember it. They couldn't afford Marty McFly. It's just Doc Brown and it's animated. But the screen that he uses is also the screen with the security camera, so he's unaware of the intruder in the house. He's just sat there loving life, eating cheesy popcorn, which is the thing. And the phone rings. Ring, ring. That's the phone. Hello. Yes, Mitch, Miss Chan. I mean, Chrétien. Sorry, it's late. And these are new dentures. You're what? There's a man outside your room. What did John say? Well, I understand why he didn't want to go back to sleep. I wouldn't either. Kick him. Is he up? Okay, great. So did you lock the door? So has Jean got an improvised weapon he can use? A loon? Okay. Is that all that's available? Is he got like razor blades or Like a stiletto heel he can poke through his eye. No, he's sticking with the loon. Okay. Well, I'll be up now. All I need to do is get my key, and I'll be up there and I'll save you. I've got a gun, so don't worry about it. So Barry then realizes that he hasn't got his fucking key, and spends the next 7 minutes banging his head against a closed door. Till it opens, and he falls through. The end.
Yay! That was amazing. It was great. I really hope you put sound effects and music to that, because like that was fantastic. I kind of want to hear the phone call between you and Miss Christian. It was just like in the background, you just hear like, you know, that like
exactly. But anyway, so part of the reason was that the RCMP suggested they should have somebody in the house, and Chrétien said, "I want to have a private life. If I want to go get a coffee and I want to find some guy sitting in my kitchen." So even after this happened, he didn't want somebody there.
Yeah, he's a badass.
Yeah.
That's great.
He doesn't care. He's like, I'll just buy more loons. It's fine.
Yeah, it worked out well last time. I don't need a gun. Just give me a loon.
My favorite quote was a security expert about the RCMP saying, "Something went drastically wrong." That was a great, insightful comment,
right?
Yeah. So Andre was found guilty of attempted murder, but not criminally responsible for his actions because
that's interesting. Oh, so Ben's awake.
Ben's awake. Okay,
he is awake. Hold on a second. Great. Recording. Come on down. Come say hi.
Oh, I'd love to say hi to people.
Ben's going to say hi to the people. 1 second.
Okay.
This is Ben. He's from, where are you from again?
From New York.
New York, that's right. Say hi to our listeners.
Hello, Canada. Yeah, I was napping. So, yeah.
Is that all you got to say? You want to give some pearl wisdom to our listeners from New York? New York wisdom?
Yeah, listen more and don't take time for granted.
There you go. I like that. Great. Thanks, Ben. Now you're going to have to listen to our show because you're on it.
So anyway, Andre got better because he was off his medication at the time. In 1998, he spoke to the media and apologized for his behavior. And he said he was now on medication that controlled his actions. And
they didn't put him in prison.
No, I think he got help. They hoped the Chrétiens would forgive his actions.
And did he?
He was given a conditional discharge and lived in a group home in Ottawa.
Okay.
So after that happened, what was that, 1995 that happened?
Yeah.
So they did this big security review. 3 years later, despite the security review and beefing everything up, an intoxicated man was found on the grounds of the Prime Minister's residence.
Oh my God! Again,
raising questions.
Okay, here's my question: it was the guard fired? Guards fired?
I think they were suspended and taken to like less important jobs, I imagine.
Right, because it's the government job, and it's very difficult to get fired.
After all the security upgrades, a drunken man still managed to get over the fence without being seen.
That's fucking hilarious, man.
I know.
Oh my God, RCMP, you guys are the best at your jobs. Just the best. There's no sarcasm in that whatsoever. Oh my God.
I'm out of content now, Jesse.
You're out of content. Okay. Well, you're going to have to. So let's do some admin and then we'll do a quiz.
Okay. What's the admin? Canadianpolitics is boring.com where you can
Let's give everybody something very specific to do. Let's review time. Let's do some reviews.
Yeah, if you want to give us a review, that'd be nice.
It'd be really nice, honestly. On Spotify or Apple Podcasts is probably the best one.
Spotify, you can do stuff too. You can leave reviews on individual episodes and comments now.
Can you really? You can do that before. That's really cool.
You can.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And if you do, if you want, copy and paste it and send it to us in an email. We'll read it and say who it's from. Or fuck it. You don't have to do that at all. We'll just read them anyway because we like you. Yeah.
We're nice people.
We are nice people, and you're nice people, and together we can be.
Really let's all be nice together.
So that's how you can give back. If we entertained you and educated you even a tiny bit, and you want to give back to the show, that would be very helpful for us.
Educated.
Educated. In quotes. Educated. Yeah. But we appreciate all the comments and all the reviews that we do get, because it does help the show grow. And we wouldn't be where we are today if it weren't for you guys. So thanks.
No problem. Actually,
I wasn't thanking you.
I've just gone onto some of our interactions on Spotify.
You what?
So people keep leaving hearts, mainly just heart emojis. What do you think about this episode? And then it's just, somebody said, I weirdly want to be banished to a remote party island. That was the response to the episode we did on banishment.
Which one was that? Not the, because we haven't released that one yet.
Yes, we did. That was the first one we did back this year. About the banishment episode. It really is in 1 year and out the other year, isn't it?
Give me like just one tidbit of information from that episode and it'll come right back.
About how people get banished from Canada instead of going to prison.
Oh my God, yes. Okay, I remember that.
And then they banished pedophile to an island that the kids partied. And it was the last thing they wanted to happen. Did you get it now?
I remember.
There we go. Good.
So people were saying they want to be banished. What? What were the comments? That's nice.
They want to be banished. They thought it was quite nice. I assume they go into prison. So,
any other comments?
There was a few other ones. But I got to do a quick quiz now. Okay. I'm going to need to go.
Yeah, there were a few other ones, which means there were negative comments and he doesn't want to read them, which I appreciate. Thank you.
Mainly just directed to you.
Yeah. Really? Still?
No,
4 years
joking.
Later?
I'm joking.
Okay. Fuck.
You know, I love this podcast except for Jesse.
Anyway. We've gotten those. I hate them so much. It's really bad for my self-esteem.
They make me feel good, though.
Yeah, so, of course.
Two sides to every coin.
All right, quiz me.
You make me look good. Anyway, what is the address? What is the Prime Minister's address?
I should know this because we had an entire Halloween episode on it. How am I forgetting this? Something Lane.
Yeah. Getting warm.
Getting warm?
Warm.
3229 Monastery. Fuck. No.
3229 Monastery, fuck.
Sorry, nope. I should know this and I don't know this. It's a fail. It's a bomb.
Where did the assassin work?
Oh, I know this. A convenience store. He was the convenience store teller.
Correct. Okay. Last question.
Okay.
For a bonus point.
Well, we always do three, so let's do four as a bonus.
No, this is the bonus point. This is why they do the third one here.
Okay.
What weapon did Jean brandish?
A stone statue of a loon from our loonies.
Well, it was an Inuit stone sculpture of a loon. Ding!
Yay! Sweet.
Yeah.
Two out of three.
So, yeah, that was good. It is also worth mentioning that nobody'd managed to assassinate Jean Chrétien for the rest of his premiership, and he's still doing well by the sound of it.
Fucking A. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Despite him not wanting security. So, yeah. bye, everyone.
Sleepy time episodes with rain.
Yeah. Jesse. What are you going to do? What's your next steps now, Jesse?
I am going to find out where the English lads are, and we're probably going to head out to a pub somewhere.
Nice.
And then tomorrow I'm going to the fucking spa again, and it's going to be great. And then I'm,
Well, I got to be up early because two kids have got basketball. So, you know.
You're living the dream, my friend.
Yeah. We all got to cross this debate. Bye.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.